Remember how helpless we all felt so far away from Newtown, Connecticut last December when all of those families were suffering so badly after losing their children and loved ones in a shooting that this country will never forget? Well, this weekend, you have a wonderful opportunity to show your love and support for one of those little angels. After the death of Josephine Gay, Joey, to everyone, Bob and Michelle Gay are trying to help other kids with autism. And Michelle joins us now to talk more about it. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I just wanted you to know, just quickly, because this is only a 4-minute interview, that we all just want you to know that our hearts are with you and have been all this time.
I know, but thank you. And I have to say that we have felt it all the way up in Massachusetts and all over Connecticut, for sure. Support has just been instrumental for us in the healing process.
Before we talk about Joey's purple ball on Saturday, let's just talk a little about Joey. We've all seen her picture. It's emblazoned in my mind, wearing the Ravens jersey on the swing. So beautiful.
That's our girl. Joey is just the embodiment of joy and happiness. We do our best to keep that really close now, even though we don't get to see her and hug her physically. We keep her close, especially through things like the Purple Ball and working with the Flutie Foundation. But Joey was so much fun, the happiest child, and very affectionate and loving and loved by so many. It's so fitting that we're having such a great celebration for her.
I know that Joey was getting assistance and support at school and she had an aide. Are you hoping that Joey's fund will help provide those kinds of supports for other kids?
Oh, very definitely. That's why we did it. We were constantly looking at new therapies and alternative therapies and different interventions for Joey and really trying to think out of the box. And in order to do that, you really need some financial resources. Both of these interventions are not covered or barely covered by health insurance, and lots of them are not in the school systems yet. So that's what we're hoping to provide for other families and other children like Joey.
So many of the families, as many of us know, threw their energies into gun control laws or lobbying on the Hill. Is this where you both have put your energies, or has it been split?
It's been entirely initially into Joey's fund. We just felt immediately, almost like she was telling us what to do, that this is what we needed to do, to take care of her friends and the autistic community in our country. We're just very close with a lot of people, and there's a kind of camaraderie that develops, you know, with your fellow travelers. So we just knew that we wanted to do that. And then we also have felt really strongly pushed to work on improving school security and safety in America's schools. So we sort of have two causes that we pour our hearts and souls into. And again, it keeps us going. It keeps us feeling like she's with us. We just very much feel her spirit as we're doing these things.
This event Saturday is at Calvert Hall College from 7 to 11. Joey's Purple Ball at Calvert Hall, because Bob's a graduate and you're a graduate of Centennial High School. So when you guys come
That's
home,
right.
Does it feel like sort of a big blanket is wrapped around you?
Oh, it sure does. And I think within like the first 2 weeks, we came back to Baltimore, and it was just this sense of home. And like you said, just being kind of enveloped in everybody's love and support. So we're very much looking forward to it.
Well, I just want you to know, my daughter is also on the autism spectrum. She's 11 years old and has an aide in school. From me and from all the parents I know in that community in the Baltimore area, thank you so much for all you're doing with Joey's Fund.
You are so welcome. It's all for our special kids.
And they are. Michelle Gay, thank you so much for joining us. Joey's Purple Ball at Calvert Hall College. Please, there's some tickets left, I'm told, from 7 to 11 p.m. It should be a great time. We'll put the information on our website, WBAL.com. And thanks again for joining us. And when you come home, welcome home. I hope to see you too.
All righty. Take care. Thanks so much.